CliffCentral.com.
Hey, George, what's happening, man?
Hey, Gareth. Good, and you?
Good. How's your weekend shaping up? Are you flying yet?
I am going to fly one of my airplanes this weekend. I needed to get an authority to fly for both of them. Mm-hmm. So that arrived, it's arriving today in physical form, but it was approved yesterday, which means that I can fly them. Number one. And number two, lockdown level two means that you're allowed to fly as a recreational pilot now.
Okay, well, that's very good news. And you know what? We're all living vicariously through you because none of us have planes. So,
Yes.
so we will take joy out of you flying. Just make sure you post some stuff on social media for us.
That's a good idea. I never really post too much stuff about with my airplanes, but I'll do
it. Great. Let us all experience some of the excitement that you get to do because it's really very cool. One of my friends who's also a pilot, he took someone on a sunset flight last night.
Yeah,
it's very romantic, and he posted some pictures for us, and we're all very jealous. So.
And he didn't pop the question?
No, you can't do that while you're flying, Sia. You're concentrating.
Oh, okay.
If you're really smart about this, you'll land somewhere, pop the question, then get back on the plane.
George, I should speak to you when I want to pop the question.
Oh, there you go, Sia.
George, do you know how to sing Josh Groban's You Raise Me Up while you fly the plane?
Unfortunately, you'll get a no if I start singing.
All right, let's talk about something that I've often thought about, George, and you're the only guy who can answer this for us. If I'm in an Uber, you know some of these Uber drivers, a lot of them are really great, and I love Uber, you know that. I've used them for years since they came to South Africa. I even used them before that in New York. I think it's a terrific service, but some of the drivers, they're not so great. There are like one out of every 10 drivers you'll have is a complete cowboy. And I often think, what happens if I'm in an accident in this Uber? Can I claim damages?
So the short answer is, and according to DSC attorneys, that if you're in an accident in an Uber, mm-hmm. Uber does not appear to take responsibility for any damage claims.
Okay, see, we need to know this.
So on South Africa's roads, which are kind of like a war zone, and you're injured in an Uber accident due to a negligent driver or the driver of another vehicle, etc., you have to use some other avenues to try and claim, any damages or compensation. And that is there's two places you can go. The first is the Road Accident Fund, which I don't know if you've got money left, but the other is that Uber is actually insured by Chubb and offers specific cover to passengers.
Oh, so in other words, but you've got to take that out as a kind of insurance.
No, Uber has this Chubb insurance themselves. Oh. So while they don't take responsibility, it seems like they are insured for it.
Well, I think that the best thing you can do is actually just get personal liability cover for certain things in your life. I mean, for example, Leanne often is she sets herself on fire, and sometimes that personal liability insurance actually pays out, and then she can buy a whole new lounge suite. It's a very good system that she's got going on there.
Personal liability insurance is a good idea. It's not a bad idea, especially for future.
All right, tell us what the quickest route to the center of the Earth is.
Well, the quickest route to the center of the Earth has actually been found in the last week or so in southwest China. A massive sinkhole developed and swallowed 21 cars.
Oh, 2020 is a great year, isn't it? A sinkhole just opens up, and imagine you're driving on the road, because this is how it happens. You're just driving, you're driving along, minding your own business, and then all of a sudden, like the ground opens up beneath you like hell and swallows you. It must be frightening.
It's got to be frightening. And these things happen. I mean, I don't know if you remember.
If it happened to me, I would remember, I promise.
No, I'm talking about the bridges that fell down. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah. It's Sant and Grayston Drive, didn't it?
Mm. Yeah, I was young. And then a couple of years ago, one in Galulis fell down. And you can't see those things coming, you know.
It's just timing and luck and God's grace.
So are these people dead who were in the cars that
swallowed?
Well, the funny thing is they've lifted 15 vehicles out of the sinkhole in southwest China and report no deaths and no injuries. Hard to believe because surely cars were driving on the road. If you ever look at the actual image itself, it's I reckon there would have been people around there because China's censored a lot of the media and they've said that there are no deaths and no injuries. But 21 cars. I mean, how big is the hole to get 21 cars?
Mm. Wow. Now, that's a pretty horrible sinkhole. That is definitely a route to hell.
Well, and the cause of the sinkhole is apparently torrential rain over the last couple of weeks. That's cool.
I'm not laughing because obviously it's tragic, and I hope that all these people are okay and all the cars get taken out. But it's just so the fact that it could happen to any of us. And I know that I live in an area where there's a lot of dolomite, and dolomite kind of over many years, it's calcium carbonate in the rocks. And what happens is a lot of that dissolves in water. So, you know, after, you know, millions of years of rain, the dolomite starts to give way and there are these sinkholes that develop. And you actually have to check that your house isn't built on very porous dolomite because your whole house might go into a sinkhole.
Isn't there a phenomenon or an area west of Joburg that has this issue with sinkholes?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and you have to check. You have to make sure that you are, you know, engineers have to come and inspect the properties in some of these places to make sure that you can build on them. Yep. Because otherwise you might wake up one day and your whole bathroom is like deep in the ground.
Uh-oh. Well, and Joburg has got a myriad of tunnels underneath from all the mines.
That's correct, all the mines. So just think about that, everybody. All right, what about a driver's license if you're a ghost? This sounds like a bullshit story.
Well, it's not actually a bullshit story. A lady applied for her driver's license in Tennessee, always happens in America, and she received her ID card back with a perfect chair and nobody in it. This lady's name was Jade Dodd as she renewed her driver's license. Apparently, the system takes test photographs every now and again.
Yeah,
and attached the test photograph to her driver's license instead of the actual photograph.
There was no picture of her.
There was no picture of her. No, she did get the driver's license eventually, but she initially got the driver's license just with the chair in the image. You gotta wonder if you're actually alive.
Would you rather have, George, an F1 powered hypercar or the T50?
So this F1 powered hypercar is actually Lewis Hamilton's Formula One winning car engine, to be exact. So I think I would go with the F1 powered hypercar than the T50. You know, the T50 was the one we spoke about last week.
Yes.
Was created by the South African. But I would rather go with the Formula One car. This particular Formula One car puts out 1,000 horses.
Sure.
And
that's enough power.
I reckon it's incredibly fast. It's built by Mercedes-Benz, and it is going to be on the roads within the next year. So 285 of them will be made.
Right.
And it looks kind of like a Formula One car. It's got the bodywork, but
you know, George, I don't want either. I've decided to downgrade completely. I just want something that can get me from A to B. Don't you hate it when people say that?
No. Because then they remind me of Mr. Bean trying to wreck everywhere in this little
three-wheeled car.
Yeah.
All right. Now this is really interesting because I've thought about this a lot. The sound a car door makes when you close the car door. Mm. Some people slam the door and it sounds the same, whether it's a very expensive car or a cheap car. But there's something about those super expensive cars that it just goes click. It just sounds beautiful, as opposed to bang, you know?
Or as opposed to my car where my seatbelt doesn't retract anymore. And so when I get out the car, sometimes the seatbelt's hanging out. And then it clangs on the metal.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, nice.
So there's this this discipline called psychoacoustics. Apparently, there's an actual job you can do with which is psychological acoustics.
Yeah.
And car manufacturers actually employ people who are psychoacoustic people to design the way the car door sounds when you close it.
click. Imagine how Donald Trump's limo, the beast, which has got these armor-plated doors. Imagine how that thing sounds when it closes. Clunk, like a prison door.
I don't know if they probably don't even care about what that sound like.
Well,
as long as
while we're talking about that, did you see the controversy that Goodyear got into with the Trump administration? So apparently Goodyear, in a staff event which was closed to the public, they put up these slides saying, you know, it's we don't mind if you wear a Black Lives Matter shirt, but we do mind if you wear a Make America Great Again cap. And so Donald Trump, someone sent him the screenshot of one of the slides that said that, and he's like, well, I don't think we should buy Goodyear tires anymore. And now the whole of the Midwest of America has stopped buying Goodyear tires. Their share price has tanked. He's thinking of changing the tires that he has on the beast, the presidential limo. So they're really going to pay the price for having been woke.
It's amazing how one person's single statement can decimate a business.
Absolutely.
It's incredible. So next time you close the door of your car, understand that it has been engineered that way.
Right. And then just quickly, this is really interesting. What is the highest mileage ever recorded in a car? Because, you know, we think like when our car reaches like 500,000 kilometers, then it's definitely being thrown away. But there must be a car that's gone over a million.
So this gentleman with a Volvo 1966 Volvo 1800S has done 4.82 million kilometers.
Well done to him. And the car still runs beautifully.
Now, 4.8 million kilometers is the distance around the world 119 times.
Good for him.
How's that even possible?
This owner estimates that he drives about 160,000 kilometers per year. Now, the average person in South Africa probably does somewhere between 20 and 35,000 kilometers a year on average. That's 160,000 kilometers per year on average. The longest stretch he ever does in one trip is between New York and Vancouver in Canada.
Oh, my God, that's a long way to go.
Which is across the continent.
That is long. That's a very, very long trip. Okay, well, listen, we're out of time. Otherwise, I'd say we could talk about more of these things. But, George, thank you very much. CliffCentral.com